And we're joined right now in the 1RPM studio by a group of guys you can see this very evening. Going to be at Mercy Lounge. Lightning 100 presents Okie Dokie along with Skyway Man and Harpooner. And Okie Dokie is here. How we doing?
Bueno.
Good. We're awake, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Oh, yeah.
For once.
You got at least 10 of the strings tuned? We good there?
I've got 9.5.
9.5. All right, we'll take that. So tonight, the show, again, at Mercy Lounge, you guys are going to be playing along with Skyway Man and Harpooner. And I saw something yesterday, I think maybe on your Twitter, that maybe the tickets were already getting a little low. Does that sound right?
Yeah, they're disappearing quick, so, I think.
So if people want to...
Yeah, we just don't know. We saw the post, too. Yeah. But we were like, whoa.
Yeah, we were like, that's crazy.
We don't know.
So I guess what we're telling people is if they think they want to go, they might want to go ahead and get on the tickets, like, now.
Probably
so. I would say so for my own benefit.
Yeah, I bought two tickets.
I bought one.
Because I want to be there.
Well, you guys are also big Okie Dokie fans, though.
I love the band.
You guys have been down with Okie Dokie since, like, day one, if I'm not mistaken.
Much.
Yeah,
been
that's cool.
Show.
Right on. Wow, never missed a show.
Oh, wait, I have. I missed a couple shows. Liz Cooper was me once. Yeah. I was gone.
Okay.
So I missed four shows.
We're going to cover that here in just a second, I feel like.
We have another band for all of our really bad songs called Doohickey.
Okay.
So keep an eye out for Doohickey.
So if we see Doohickey, it's basically going to be a bunch of bad Okie Dokie covers.
Just really awful ones.
But if we see Okie Dokie, we know those guys in Doohickey got their work cut out
exactly.
for them. I like it.
Those
all
are
right.
good songs.
Well, let's go ahead and try to entice some people to buy a ticket. You guys want to play something for us?
Sure.
What do you want to do?
We're going to do Hometown.
Yeah, this song's called Hometown.
It's off the new album, but we put it out a couple months ago. But we're going to give it a shot. We never played on acoustic or just the three of us, so it's going to be great.
Well,
yeah, Jeremy's here, too. This is Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
He waved.
He's waving.
He waved right on. All right, well, this is Okie Dokie live here on Lightning 100.
Give me a chance if you're tired of taking chances. Traded two lanes for a four-lane advancement. Nowadays, I'm hanging my hat on the Capitol building, better than a paycheck. But when I see you, it's like night and day. After all, I've earned my keep, I've made my bed, and I ain't leaving. Don't make me go back to my hometown. Don't make me go back to my hometown. Give me a shake if you're tired of shaking hands. Give me a break, I'm just trying to understand. Light in the way, the lay of the land. Thinking about you, don't need to fight you. But when I need you, it's like night and day. After all, I've earned my keep, I've made my bed, and I ain't leaving. Don't make me go back to my hometown. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. Don't make me go back to my hometown. Do want to go to the show, you should probably get a ticket or two. You know, if you don't want to miss the fun, I painted a guitar, so if you get a ticket now, you enter a raffle, which is pretty cool, if I do say so myself. Anyway, I just thought you should know. Don't make me go. Don't make me go. Don't make me go back to my hometown. Don't make me go back to my hometown.
All right. That is Okie Dokie Live here on Lightning 100. The name of that one is Hometown. A little sample of what you're going to get tonight if you go to Mercy Lounge. It's a Lightning 100 show along with Okie Dokie, Skyway Man, and Harpooner. Is that that's going to be on the album when it comes out, right?
Oh, yes.
And the album hits, is it March 29th, I believe?
Yes.
Sounds right.
March 29th.
We're going to say it is.
We're very ill-informed. Well, if, we're doing it.
What I have learned is if you just say things calmly and with a certain tone, you're automatically right.
That's true.
The show is going to sell out. This song
that's
is
how
on
I
the
started
album.
Fire Festival. See, is, if you've heard about
you're
that,
you're the Fire
one.
Fest guy.
Yeah, it was
dude,
me. The
I don't
whole
know.
Time.
I don't know much about it, but they've made movies about you.
Not me. I was the calm one.
Oh, okay. You were the other dude.
The other dude with the cigars and the babes. You're He's the one that you know.
You're the one who tried to say fire is spelled F-I-R-E.
Yeah,
and
the
they
whole
just,
time.
And they
like,
wouldn't listen.
I was so like, excuse me.
They booked Ja Rule. Excuse you said, guys, me? I've got a band right here.
Yeah, like when you talk to the. Those people in that tone, you get nowhere.
Right, right. That was
excuse me, guys.
Fire Festival was what, 2017, 2016, somewhere in there?
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. From what I know, being
they,
involved.
They correct me if I'm wrong, they booked Ja Rule to headline it in like 2016, and they're amazed that they had problems?
Well, actually, Ja Rule was part of
he
a company before,
okay.
beforehand.
Yeah. I'm actually, I actually want to learn this. Okay,
Ja Rule is one of the big turds in charge.
Okay.
So, if
which is the name of the third movie, I think, that Amazon's doing.
Yeah, Ja, the big turd in charge.
Wow.
Yeah, both documentaries, I don't think, express well enough how Ja is the big turd in charge.
Yeah, he
he's
ran away
he's
quickly.
Definitely on the phone the whole time being like, no, nah, man, just lie to him.
Well, I think wow. I think the important thing is if we've done not, we've done two things today. First off, we have tried to sell tickets to an Okie Dokie show. And second, we may have just, you know, blown the lid off this whole Ja Rule's a fraud thing.
Two impossible feats.
Well, I'm still trying to sell tickets to Firefest to pay everyone back.
And I don't think it's a problem with your planning. I think it's the focus. Maybe we do the selling of the tickets, but we apply it to your own show because it's actually
happening.
What about
if you buy a ticket tonight, free Firefest tickets 2021.
Wow. You heard it here first. If you go tonight, if you buy a ticket, they're getting low. I'm going to get you into Firefest at 2021, all on Okie Dokie's dime because a lot can happen in a couple years. So there we go.
It's all in Bitcoin.
Nice.
Which I know lots about.
That's another thing that I know almost nothing about and I always tell people it's because the struggle for me is to try to keep actual money. I don't really want to split the difference and start looking for like fake, you know, digital currency.
I understand tangible items like buy a nice guitar, car, or home.
Sure.
But yeah, Bitcoin, that's confusing. I can't look at it or like hold it or throw it in the air.
Right.
Like,
I want to dive into
rain.
A bed of Bitcoin.
You don't see Scrooge McDuck diving into a vault of Bitcoin.
Exactly.
I feel like he would just hit bottom. Exactly. Yeah. Right on. Okie Dokie is here live on Lightning 100.
I'm glad we went through that.
I am too. I'm glad I was here for that. Yeah, and believe it or not, we're promoting a show tonight. If you want to come out and join us as Lightning 100 presents Okie Dokie, along with Skyway Man, along with Harpooner. You name-checked Liz Cooper just a few minutes ago.
I checked her hard.
You did. I wasn't going to say, it seemed a little offside, but we're going to go with it.
We're coming for you.
Just released a video with Liz Cooper, right?
We did.
Winnebago, right?
Yeah,
tell
Winnebago.
Tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, we just got really old. Like, we dressed ourselves really old, and we wanted to pretend what it would be like if we just didn't change a thing about our lives. We're still driving in our van, but we're like 75. Mm-hmm. So we tried going through basic routine, mundane things we would do together if we like were in a three-person relationship, just me, Aaron, and Liz.
I think people should be able to get married in groups larger than
right,
two.
Right, right.
Okay.
So Liz and I were like, well, we could all marry Aaron. Mm-hmm. And then so it was just us napping, going through the mail, mm-hmm. eating soup, mm-hmm. washing our car,
dog
just things
park.
We would do if we were old. Still hanging 24/7.
I like it.
And,
it did get a little uncomfortable here.
Did it kind of turn into a cautionary tale somewhere along
only
the way?
Only when we went to like the Pee Wee baseball game and we were all sitting in the stands just going, you're my grandson. You're my grandson.
The actual grandparents.
And they were all
weirded
out
because,
by us.
Because as far as they knew, they were the grandparents.
Right.
They
and
they
were, like,
they were trying
no,
to figure out which one
me.
Wasn't theirs. Which one would belong to us.
Who are these guys who may or may not be wearing like wigs and spirit gum right now? Talking to my grandkids. Yeah, you might might want to watch that. Or maybe get a permit next time just so people know it's on the up and up. Because you can only mess that up once.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's
very
true.
Nice. And just released like very recently, if I'm not mistaken, did you guys release a song with Raylan Baxter?
We
right?
did.
So how did you guys kind of fall in with each other? And tell us about this song.
I think it all started, we were at a wedding. It was It was.
You were marrying Liz Cooper and one of your bandmates.
I was marrying Johnny and Liz. And then also Raylan's tour manager, Austin, was getting married to his wife, Betsy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it started with Ray and Johnny and I were all mean mugging each other from across the room. Like, what's up with those guys? And then, you know, the night progressed and then we became chummy. We all made out. And then I went over to Ray's house. We wrote a song on the porch, as it should be done. Mm-hmm. And then it ended up as this beautiful
song. And his hair
song.
Turned yellow.
It did. When we kissed, that kiss.
When we all kissed, his hair instantly turned yellow.
I'm not sure, but I think you also just gave the backstory to the album Rumors. I think.
The Raylan backstory.
The Raylan backstory.
See, there you go. Two moves ahead. I like
Raylan
that.
Very backpipester.
Yeah. We have a travel bag for all of our cables that we lovingly call Raylan Bagster.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if Ray loves that joke or not. We're always like, Raylan.
We'll get him this audio, and then we'll get the audio of his reaction and become like this whole meta thing.
Have you heard his new track, 79 Shiny Red Lobsters?
No, I have not heard the Red Lobster version.
It's great. I throw a basket out into the ocean.
The only one I've heard is all about guns. What's that about?
No, this is a lobster-based.
79 Shiny Red Lobsters.
Oh, fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, somehow, you know, he was just in here a couple of days ago. We didn't get that version out of him. We gotta call somebody. We did.
Been the censored version.
That's what it was exactly.
Radio friendly.
You know, and the funny thing is, when I'm outside of this room, not so much. When I'm in this room, I love censored versions of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't believe it.
I got this weird thing where I got bills to pay.
What?
You know, I'm strange that way.
Not us.
Okie dokie, live here on Lightning 100. Oh man, again, low ticket alert for tonight's show at Mercy Lounge. Lightning 100 presents. It's Okie Dokie along with Skyway Man and Harpooner. Do you guys want to go ahead and play something else while you're here?
Sure.
What do you want to do?
We're going to do the Ray song, the song we did with old Ray.
I'm just going to swing with that one. Yeah. I want to be just like you. Smile on my face, facing my lover. I want to be just like you. Heart on my sleeve, child on my shoulder, like everyone does. Like everyone does. Like everyone does. When they get older, I wanna be just like you. Leaves on my tree, never touching the driveway. I wanna see what you do when you sing in my dreams. I sing for you too, like everyone does. Like everyone does. Like everyone does. Like everyone does. Like everyone does when they get older. No, I don't wanna be a Roman like you. I'd be happy in a room with a view. No, I'm not ready for your creature comforts. I'd rather sit around every day and watch a million hours trickle away. No, I'm not ready for your picket fences, 'cause I don't follow the buzz. Like everyone does. Like everyone does. Like everyone does. When they get older. Like everyone does. Like everyone does. Like everyone does. When they get older. When they get older. When they get older. When they get older. I wanna be just like you. Smile on my face, facing my lover.
Scene.
Much love, much love.
Nice. Lightning 100 live here with Okie Dokie. Hanging out with us in the studio today. They're playing a Lightning 100 show tonight. Go by and check them out at Mercy Lounge. It's going to be Okie Dokie along with Skyway Man, along with Harpooner. Reason to believe, not a whole lot of tickets left. So if you've got designs on going, go ahead and get your tickets. Get them right now. And be looking for the album. It's going to come out March 29th. It'll be called Tell All Your Friend. Is that right?
Yeah.
I like that title a lot.
Hey, I have a weird request.
Okay.
Just to send us off on a high note.
Okay.
A friend of mine died this week, and I'd like to have a moment of silence for him with the whole city. Billy Schwayze, love ya. And we're good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll get back to it right now. From the album Eternal Reach, local band called The Brummies. Very cool stuff. This is Take Some Time on Lightning 100.
Thank you.